twice. And I can remember he said, my friend, what do you know about street strike? It was, you know, you're all out and you got thing on base and this is the last inning. You got two strikes and you get a third strike and your team behind and it's the ninth inning. What happened? I remember Sir Frazier. I said, Mr. Frazier, you lose. He said, I watch it, but that's going to be your case. I can't come back again. I can find somebody. I won. I was at Columbia at that time. I still had the vision of getting the doctor. I was staying in math, really. That's what, you're getting a little bit of this knowledge of what you're doing computer, but that time, one of those machines that this big now would cover this whole room. You know, the whole beginning of it? Yeah. And that was fascinating, the knowledge of it. Then I thought I could be a supervisor and help people. You know. I really didn't want to. But when he told me that's the third strike, I told him yes. I can't even talk about life. I still reserve that. She said, well, if you want to, so I did. And then, so 62, in fact, that same summer was when I was going to finish this thing at Columbia U on the ES, the specialist thing. Or I was going to Wayne State, which I did. So I had to come home and rush and help him work, get the school open. And the school was open to be the integration, although integration was here. We opened it with kids could come through the main thing. It's Triumph Technical College now, Palmer campus. And they've changed the street to Columbus Street. But at that time, we were the block over Blake Street. The gym wasn't finished. Cafeteria was finished. Anyway, we weren't supposed to go in there until second semester, end of January. I'm calling just like the friction was great. And they worked on the school 8 days a week, 48 days, whatever, to try to area ground brain or anything. Because the powers to be, I call it like it is again, they were adamant at first, they were Compiler School. So they had that central parent organization. They said, well, it's simple. They check it out, Bloomsbury. Rivers High School, that's a middle school now. Charleston High, it's closed now. That's one of the oldest schools in Mississippi, the state. The oldest for the white on black education. And Murray Vocational can hold all the high school students in Charleston. So we just take our children to high school, and that's when we decided to build it. They passed it in February, started building in March, and we went in August. It's the fastest building. We had built a physical building for me up there that took a whole year. Took a few months, they were around the clock. So we, NL and I, we call him NL, Nathaniel Lomax Manigault. Brilliant fellow. I had a great deal of respect for him. Could be pretty nasty if he wanted to be, or real nice. And he didn't take it with foolishness. And a lot of people, I'm supposed to be the nice guy. Some of my friends and one of my church person, whatever, came to me, went to somebody else, said, tell George, don't go with the NL manager. You know. But the bottom line was he was interested in education. Whatever all these things may have happened, absolutely interested. We worked together when we were teachers at Berkeley. And he could type the two fingers and we'd work on what we had a blended course they call a core curriculum. And then we would work on the core curriculum within our program in math. And I had a lower class, he had two upper class. I can give my upper class the same work. And we daily work on what we want to do and we take it on time and you run it off. So I had a bond going with him. I didn't mind. It worked well. It just happened that he did well. Got into Brown. He resigned. And nothing that I caused or anything at all. He did all.